It's time right now for an update on the Pittsburgh Pirates and their spring training in Bradenton, Florida. And this update is sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision, voted number one in the best of Tri-County. Jim's Custom Collision is your one-stop collision shop. And we have on the line for our update this morning on the Pittsburgh Pirates and spring training, Mr. John Wehner. John, good morning to you. How are things in the Sunshine State this morning?
Just another beautiful day down here. We're going to heat up and get closer to the 80s here the next several days. I feel bad every time I take these calls because, it's
we're crying.
Need to get down here.
We're crying for you, John. It's a tough job.
It really is. Like, today's nice and calm and quiet. You know, I'm out walking around by the water, and it's just, one of the better days we've had this spring.
Well, it's beautiful, and baseball is beautiful, and in just 2 weeks, the Buccos, as you said, Monday, head south. That's unusual, heading to Miami for opening day. And, John, on Monday, You touched on the fact that the potential for the offensive production of this Pirates team is pretty positive this year. Could you kind of take us on a little tour this morning through the projected lineup and talk about that a little bit more?
Yeah, well, O'Neill Cruz hit another home run yesterday leading off the game. He will definitely be the leadoff hitter in the shortstop. It looks like Brian Reynolds will be out in left field. He'll hit second. Brian Hayes could be the third hitter, probably will be the third hitter, and he'll play third, of course. So far, we've seen Jack Sawinski in the cleanup spot, and he had a homer yesterday, a big, long, deep homer, and so it might not stay there all year, but he right now is at cleanup and center. Rowdy Tellez, he's going to be an important part of the lineup, too, hitting fifth, and he's hit 35 homers a couple years ago, so to me, if he can find that that stroke he had a couple of years ago, he battled some injuries last year. He could be a big part, especially if he can hit anywhere near 30 homers. That would be a big plus. And I think he'll probably platoon a little bit and not face as many lefties. We'll see Connor Joe probably over at first base against lefties. And Henry Davis, it's going to be interesting to see the way he's hit and the way he's caught this year. Wouldn't surprise me to see him, getting the lion's share of playing time behind the plate, and he's certainly a 20-plus homer potential guy if he plays regularly behind the plate and potentially hits sixth. I guess a couple of positions that are question marks. Well, don't forget DH. I haven't seen McCutchen play live yet, but my guess is he'll be the DH a lot of the time. He just kind of got off to a slower start this spring, still healing and a veteran guy. He's not going to need much time to get ready, but, I didn't mention him as far as Werhol hitting the lineup. Maybe, we might see him in that sixth slot or so, which would put maybe Davis down to seven. And the two question marks, I guess, with the rest of the lineup would be in right field and at second base. My guess is Jared Triolo, just because of the way he played last year and the way he's swinging the bat and playing defense this spring, has a leg up at second base, but that's not etched in stone. There's Leovar, Peguero, Nick Gonzalez, and they're in the mix there at second. But I'm going to guess that Triolo is probably the front runner at second. And in right field, it could be a number of guys. Joshua Palacios last year had a nice year. He played very well off the bench. He's a left-handed bat. The right-handed option could be Oliveras, who came over from the Royals last year, and yesterday, Billy McKinney. Billy McKinney is like a minor league. Well, he's not on the big league roster. He's a non-roster invitee from the Yankees. I think he had a home run straightaway center. He gets on base every game. I think every game he's played in, he's been on base via walk hit. He's an interesting guy that might be able to make this club as well. And so you got only a couple question marks, and that's been a lot different than what we've seen the last several years, is that not many positions available. And so, just a couple of spots, and these guys are all playing pretty well.
All right. Well, the Bucks have to be down to that 26-man squad here in just a couple of weeks, less than 2 weeks here. And would you say that in sizing things up, that McKinney might be one of those dark horse potential of making the roster?
I'm sorry, could you? Who was that again?
McKinney.
Oh, McKinney, yeah. I mean, it's so much more difficult to make a club when you're not on the roster because you got to move somebody off, so you risk losing them.
Right.
But he's definitely a guy that's gotten everybody's attention, I think, on that staff. And they brought him in for a reason. And so, yeah, you never know what's going to happen with injury or what have you. But with Palacios, he had a little bit of a leg problem, and then now he's got the flu bug. So he hasn't had maybe but a handful of at-bats. And with just, 13 days or 14, whatever it is, 15 days till opening day, I don't know if he'll have enough time. I mean, I was leaning towards him being, a platoon option in right field with that left-handed bat, but McKinney's kind of, showing that he might deserve that spot. So, I mean, going into spring, I would say he was definitely a dark horse. Right now, I'm saying that, he's at least 50-50 to make this club.
All right. Well, we appreciate that analysis. We'll get another update from you, John, on Friday. And let's hope the Bucks keep staying healthy and get healthier, those few guys that are nicked up. And we'll continue just pressing on, getting ready for opening day. Thanks again, John.
You bet, Dan. Take care. Talk to you Friday.
All right. Bye-bye. John Wehner from spring training for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that spring training update on Connect FM this morning, sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision, voted number one in the best of Tri-County. Jim's Custom Collision is your one-stop collision shop.
When you have a breakdown or an accident that causes mechanical damage, it's frustrating to be running around from a mechanic to a body shop and maybe back again. See Jim's Custom Collision for mechanical service and body work. From an oil change to an engine replacement, Jim's is a do-it-all automotive shop and even offers 24-hour towing. Jim's Custom Collision in Du Bois and the Falls Creek Industrial Park. Voted number one in the best of Tri-County.